Today on Gardening in a Minute, peacock gingers. Peacock gingers are attractive, shade-loving perennials often used as ground covers in Florida. They're known for their bold leaves covered with silvery or bronze markings. Some even have iridescent leaves. Peacock gingers typically bloom from late spring through fall with small purple or violet flowers that last a day or two. These Florida-friendly plants make good stand-ins for any gardeners who miss growing hostas up north. Like hostas, peacock gingers die back in late fall and reappear in early spring. Plant peacock gingers in a moist but well-drained, shady location. Most should reach no more than a foot tall, since the leaves grow close to the ground. However, they can easily spread to a few feet across, so give them room to spread. For more information about peacock gingers and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, sharpening the mower blade. It may seem like a dull chore, but sharpening your lawnmower's blade is actually one of the best things you can do for your lawn. No matter what kind of mower you have, it works by cutting the grass with a blade. But when the cutting edge is dull, it actually tears the grass instead of slicing it. Torn grass blades make the plants more vulnerable to disease, sun damage, and insects. Generally, your mower blade should be sharpened at least twice a year. It may need more frequent sharpening depending on the size of your lawn, grass type, and how often you mow. Rotary mower blades should be sharpened and also balanced to prevent damage to the mower. Real mower blades are best sharpened by a professional mower repair service. For more information about lawn care and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, firebush. Looking for a flowering plant with explosive color? Firebush is a perennial or semi-woody shrub that produces clusters of red to orange tubular flowers from spring through fall. The flowers attract both hummingbirds and butterflies, including the native zebra longwing and the Gulf fritillary. Both the native firebush and the dwarf variety are often available at Florida nurseries. Depending on where it's planted, it can grow up to 12 feet tall. Firebush flowers best if it's planted in full sun, but it will tolerate partial shade. Be sure to water it on a regular basis until it's established. Firebush will die to the ground after a freeze, but will return in the spring. It's also somewhat tolerant of salt spray, making it a good Florida-friendly choice for gardens near the coast. For more information about firebush and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, controlling caterpillars with BT. Hungry caterpillars can be serious pests in the garden, but you can manage them naturally with a product known as BT. The name BT is actually an abbreviation for a bacterium called Bacillus thuringiensis that's found in soil and acts as a natural insecticide. BT works by interfering with the digestive system of caterpillars, causing them to stop eating and then die. Although BT is poisonous for caterpillars, it's safe for animals, humans, and the environment. Different strains of BT control different insect larvae. Look for the type that targets caterpillars that feed on vegetables, trees, and shrubs, often sold under the brand names Dipel and Thuricide. You may need to apply BT more than once to fully eliminate pest populations. For more information about managing insects and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, tropical sod webworms. In the summertime, tropical sod webworms can attack the grasses in many Florida lawns. These hungry pests can quickly make a lawn look scalped. The gray-green caterpillars grow to an inch long and prefer feeding on St. Augustine, Bermuda, and Zoysia grasses. They feed at night and then curl up on the soil surface during the day. If you think your lawn could be affected by tropical sod webworms, kneel down and check the grass blades for signs of chewing or scraping. Poke around in the grass to see if you can spot any webworms. You can also do a soap drench test to help flush out any insects hiding in the thatch. The good news is that the grass should recover from the damage as long as you continue to irrigate it properly and keep it healthy. For more information about tropical sod webworms and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.